Distorted View Daily proudly presents a disgruntled Target shopper.
Attention, Target customers! Do not be deceived. Target would have you believe with their Mother's Day displays that they love mothers and children. This is a deception. This is not love, and they've proven it by opening their bathrooms to perverted men. I am a mother of 12, and I am very disgusted by this wicked practice. Target does not protect mothers and children. Mothers, get your children out of this store. Mothers, have enough decency to get out of this store. It's a dangerous place. This is not loving. What Target has done is very hateful. It's hateful towards families. It's hateful towards mothers. It's hateful towards children. America, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to stand up for the right things, America? Are you going to let the devil rape your children, America? It's time to stand up and have a voice. Instead of bowing to the homosexual perverted agenda that's taking over this nation. You need to run and flee this place. I wouldn't spend a penny of my money here. This is wicked. This is confusion. This is twisted. This is abominable in the sight of God.
It breaks. It's Friday, July 21st, 2017. Coming up on the program today, pork bombs falling from the sky, plus lesbian slurping, how not to get elected mayor, and one more reason to become a member of the coffee generation. Rock hard boners. All this with your voicemails today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
But I poop from there.
How do you do?
Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a good one for you. Very sad music news. We learned yesterday that the lead singer of Linkin Park killed himself. I guess Chris Cornell gave him a good idea. Don't you hate unoriginal copycats? I always kind of like Linkin Park. I don't think I ever owned a Linkin Park album, but I know I downloaded a bunch of their music. I also didn't follow them very closely. Apparently, they were kind of a joke to, like the heavy metal crowd or something. I'm not sure what the argument was. Were they supposed to be like posers or something? I don't know. I always liked their music. I thought the guy's voice, the lead singer, had a really interesting voice. He could sound very, very sweet, but then also he was screamy sometimes.
It starts with one.
Isn't that nice? It starts with real soft and sweet, but then he can switch. And he starts screaming, yeah, that's right, summer! I kind of like that. You know, he's a sweet guy, a pussycat. But then, when you least expect it, he'll turn around and beat the fuck out of you.
There's only one thing you should know.
Very sweet right there. And then,
I've put my trust in you.
Give it to me hard. I don't know. The reason why I bring this up is, you know, this guy was married. And his wife apparently has gone full retard. I don't know if she's just traumatized or if she's a bitch, but she's losing her mind on Twitter. Twitter strikes again. Seriously, has anything good ever come out of Twitter? The whole fucking thing needs to be shut down. All right, so she tweeted something. Her name is Talinda, right? Talinda Bennington. And she first tweeted, "Chester did not kill himself." A lot of times wives will say they just can't believe that their boyfriend or the person they love could possibly commit suicide. Like they just refuse to believe it. Like, he did not. Someone murdered him. She didn't say that, but she said, you know, Chester Bennington did not kill himself. Kind of a strange tweet, but it's probably part of the grieving process, right? One of the steps. Well, she deleted that tweet and replaced it with, "I encouraged him to kill himself. I told him no one cared." No wonder he was so numb. If I hear one more numb joke or what's that other line? In the end, it doesn't really matter. Like, I've seen a lot of those in response to the news that this guy killed himself. Anyway, it's a little hacky, but you know, whatever. It's to be expected. Anyway, there were more tweets. She didn't stop with, "I encouraged him to kill himself." I mean, that would have been bad enough, right? But then adding insult to injury, she tweeted, I guess this is the time to say it. Really? But I've been cheating on Chester with Mike Shinoda, who, I, you know, is like another member of Linkin Park. Then she tweeted again, he didn't kill himself. He was already dead. Probably dead, she meant to say. He didn't kill himself. He was already dead before he hung himself. I have proof. And then another tweet. I never really loved him, and I'm not hacked. I just was in love with the money, hurts to say. Now, there's a good chance, I would say like a 90% chance, that the account was hacked. Or the woman might just be losing her mind. Crossing my fingers for that 10%. All right, hey, and let me just say, if any of you out there are having suicidal thoughts, why don't you just
kill yourself?
Kill yourself. Oh, no, my finger slipped there. What I was going to say is, if any of you are having suicidal thoughts, please call the National Suicide Hotline, or better yet, our voicemail line. I can help you through these tough times. It would be a huge ego boost, you know, if I could save a life. And also, it would look pretty good on promotional material. Here's the problem, though. Usually when people are depressed and they're suicidal, they don't want to wait 2 or 3 weeks before I get around to playing their voicemail. A lot of these calls are going to ultimately end in tragedy.
It's a great tragedy.
That's the Distorted View way. Hey, I want to talk to you just for a second about reparations. You know, something black people will not shut up about. Honestly, I think it's a good idea. We should make black people sign a contract, though. Be like, look, we'll give you reparations, but in return, you're not allowed to mention slavery. We gotta just pretend that shit never happened. Now we're on equal footing. No more cries of racism. I don't understand why, like, we can't just give a dollar every year. Like, add a dollar to our taxes that we pay, right? And that goes, so it's like, what, there's like 300 million people in America, right? $300 million every year, we put it into some sort of reparation fund, and we then set up some sort of grant program, right? So black people can go to college and get educated, start a business. Although, according to one mayoral candidate in Florida, say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yeah, specifically a St. Petersburg mayoral candidate said, you know what? You probably don't know this, but black people have already received reparations. So I don't know what they're screaming and crying about.
Mr. Neville, you and your people, you talk about reparations. The reparations that you talk about, Mr. Neville, your people already got your reparations.
The audience is not on board already.
Your reparations came in the form of a man named Barack Obama.
Please hold your response.
My advice to you, if you don't like it here in America, planes leave every hour from Tampa Airport. Go back to Africa.
I don't think he's going to become St. Petersburg's next mayor. I do smell a Senate run, though, in his future. Moving on, I got an email from DV listener God of Light. I wonder if he's related to the goddess.
Hey, dude, this is reality. It's not a movie. Get your head out of your ass. I'm the goddess of light.
It's Granny Pee-wee Herman. I'm the goddess of light. And this is Jerry. Ah! All right, so God of Light sent in a porn clip he was watching. He thought I would like it. He didn't tell me why, though. Two girls here. Oh. One is slapping the other's big fat ass.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can smack the fuck out of it. Yes. Oh. Your butt moves a lot.
I'm still surprised that that's what's popular right now. Big, fat, jiggly, out of shape asses. Wow, fat broads really have it good these days, huh? When did guys stop liking small, firm asses with easily exposed assholes? I don't like to search, you know, go spelunking for my asshole. I want it easy to find, easy to locate. And you'd think, like, the tidier asses would be less smelly. So now they're kissing. And I use that term loosely. Jesus Christ. I think this is why God of Light wanted me, sorry, to play this video. What you're, that slurping noise you hear is one of the ladies literally sucking on the other's tongue. Girl has like stuck her tongue out and the other woman just like puts her mouth over and just slurps it up. Gross. I'd rather see that big fat jiggly ass. We're not done there, so now she's heading back down to the ass and she's spitting, but I guess she can't get enough spit. Maybe her mouth is dry, so she starts jamming her own hand down her throat, I guess, to produce saliva or maybe something more. Don't puke, don't puke. I mean, please puke, please puke. Please, please, please. Is this sex? Is this what lesbians normally do?
Don't look at me. None of your business what I'm doing to your butt.
Just trying to puke on it, you know. Get it lubricated. Then she starts fingering the ass after she's puked on it.
So fucking polite. Oh, the inside of your ass is tight. It's tight all the way in. Your ass feels like a fucking pussy hole.
God,
yes. Oh my God.
Eventually she gets her whole hand in the asshole. Now, I don't know if the fucky is enjoying this or not.
That's the way
apparently, phlegm and puke do not make good lubricant. She seems to be in pain. Well, the girl that's getting fucked is apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you have dogs. They're probably freaking out. Yeah, a little more spit there. Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh God, I just want this to end. What the hell am I doing with my life? Some bitch is puking on my asshole and fist fucking me. All right, one more short clip and then we will get into the news. This guy is drunk driving on the beach, like the sand, and he's running over people's umbrellas and chairs, probably some sunbathers. He's filming this himself. He's video recording himself. It's like a Facebook Live video. Just like Twitter. I don't think anything good has ever come from Facebook Live. By the way, go to facebook.com/distortedviewshow and you can watch me play Splatoon for a few rounds. I recorded myself. I did a live stream earlier today.
Yeah, we're live, bro.
Said we're, I guess they're censoring this. We're fucking live, bro. Drunk Asshole News Network coming at you live. Here he is running over some
no!
Umbrellas and coolers and shit. I don't think that's him honking. I think that's like Beach Patrol. It's Baywatch coming after him. On their little ATVs. Honk, honk, excuse me, sir, pull over.
We're gonna die today.
And he's like taking swigs of whiskey or something.
We're gonna die, bro. Oh, protect the channels.
I'm out of fucking control, man. We're gonna die. What are you? You're gonna crash in the sand, the soft, pillowy sand.
My transmission just went out, guys. Oh. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down. That's it. They know I'm fucked. Bro, we gonna drink up.
Now you can hear the police sirens. Does anyone want to take a guess as to which state this took place in? We're fucked, bro! The weakest ass horn. Toot, toot. One last chug.
Florida! I'm a fucked up city!
With that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. If you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up, becoming a true and honorable freak. This is how I make my living, and Sideshow members just get access to tons and tons of exclusive material. Every week we do like two shows that are just for paying members. Tuesday's show was amazing. We talked to John Bulla, a psychopath. At the very least, he's schizophrenic. No, wait, let me amend that. At the very least, he's a pedophile who was sent to jail on incest charges. All signs point to he's a schizophrenic as well. All right, so check out that episode, and you get full access to just thousands of shows in the archive, like 3,000. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get access to a special RSS feed. It's password protected, and you get all the free shows and all of the bonus and extra and exclusive shows on that feed as well. Very cool. Okay, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories now. First up, are you kidding me? Another story from our most fucked up state? Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
Thank you, kind sir. The story comes from Fort Lauderdale. Meat falling from the sky is weird, even by Florida standards. That's exactly what happened, though, at around 4 a.m. on Saturday, when a 15-pound bag of frozen pork landed on the Deerfield Beach home of Travis Ader and family. Ader said Thursday that the package hit his roof with a big bang. He thought it was thunder, but his wife Jenny later went outside and found two bundles. Are you sure it wasn't like a stillborn baby? Like there's some sort of stork mix-up there? I don't know. All right, so yeah, this big wad of meat fell on the family's house. It was too heavy to throw on the roof, Ader said. It had to have fallen from the sky. The home is near three airports. So Ader thinks it fell from a plane. The FAA had no immediate comment on Thursday. I don't even know how they would go about looking for that, like researching. Labeling on the package shows it originally belonged to Jim Williams. It had the owner's name. Who puts their name on meat? All right. Labeling on the package shows it originally belonged to Jim Williams, who lives 170 miles away in Mayaca City, a rural town of about 6,300 residents. Williams, who owns a company that prepares fields for planting, you know, nothing to do with meat, said Thursday he did buy some pigs from some children at a county fair back in January. This story is so weird. I can't figure out where could this meat have come from. I did buy a couple pigs back in January, but those were whole live pigs, not mounds of meat, not pig carcass. But that's the only pork-related thing I've ordered. All right, so yeah, he bought some pigs from some children at a county fair in January. That's the most normal sentence in this entire fucking story. All right, he kept much of the meat, and gave some away, but he has no idea. This is back in January! right? Well, maybe he bought the pigs live in January but slaughtered them recently. You know, pork meat doesn't stay fresh for 8 months, right? All right, he kept some of the meat and gave some away, but he has no idea how any of it ended up on Ader's roof. He's not a pilot. He doesn't own a plane. Quote, I would have thought 15 pounds of frozen meat falling from an airplane would have put a hole in the roof, William said. His friend, Jimmy Fussell, who owns the butcher shop that processed the pigs for Williams, said the mystery, which was featured on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Oh, this is not a DV scoop? Can't believe Kimmel beat me to the punch here. All right, Williams said the mystery beats hearing all about all the politics going on, and it's given everyone in Mayaka City a laugh. As for the meat, the Adairs threw it away, though Williams has offered to throw the family a barbecue. How nice. So that's what's happening in Florida, among all the other weird shit I mentioned today. Second story we have for you. This is a short one. It comes from Texas.
We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. Here we go.
The normal version of the song I play. I can't believe there's an alternate cut of that song. The world never ceases to amaze me. All right, this story comes from Texas. A Texas coffee company is recalling one of its roasts because it was making some men too excited in their cock and ball regions.
Dick and nuts!
Yes, also known as dick and nuts. Thank you, Alexis. What is this? Beth. I thought it was... Best herbs. It's all one word. It confused me. When a T and an H is next to each other, how else would you fucking pronounce that? All right, Best Herbs Coffee LLC issued the voluntary recall for its new of Kopi Yantan traditional natural herb coffee after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration found it contains desmethyl. I don't know. I couldn't pronounce the first word. Now there's a second one. Desmethyl carbodenophil, which is similar to... Oh, there's so many words I can't pronounce. Which is similar to sildenafil in the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra. Best Herbs, which is based in the Dallas suburb of Grand Prairie, sold the coffee nationwide from July 2014 through June 2016 on various websites and in some retail stores. Albert Yee, who identified himself as the product importer, said he did not know how much of the product was recalled after distribution stopped more than a year ago. Some customers were buying it to help in the bedroom, but FDA spokeswoman Lindsay Meyer said it's not clear whether the product works like Viagra. Oh, bullshit. You know, if the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is pulling it off the shelves, chances are it means it was working, right? And the men who bought this coffee continued to buy the coffee, right? They're repeat customers because it works. All right, some customers were buying it to help in the bedroom. The FDA spokeswoman said, we don't know if it works like Viagra or not. No injuries have been reported, but the FDA says the undeclared ingredient could interact with prescription medicine and lower blood pressure to dangerous levels. The product also contains undeclared milk, the silent killer, which could cause a life-threatening reaction to consumer with milk allergies. Milky, milky. The FDA advised customers not to purchase the coffee last year because of the Viagra-like ingredient. That just made more people want it, I think. The notification was intended to inform the public of foods with hidden drugs and chemicals that are often represented as a natural way to promote sexual enhancement, weight loss, and bodybuilding. I want all of those things. Sounds like an amazing coffee. Best Herbs is notifying customers of the recall and offering a full refund for products returned by mail. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks. Oh, this is a DV update, even though I think I've updated this story 7 or 8 times now. A British woman who pretended to be a man by wearing a prosthetic penis and tricking her blindfolded friend into having sex with her was finally sentenced on Thursday putting an end to this saga. She was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison. Gail Newland, 27, was found guilty of 3 counts of sexual assault in June after a retrial, according to the BBC. She was initially sentenced to 8 years in prison in November 2015. Then what? There was a second trial, but now she was sentenced to 6.5 years, which is about the same, right? Because it's taken another a year and a half to go with this trial. She's been behind bars, right? So now she's got another 6.5 years to go. It was a total waste of time, this retrial. All right, so, yeah, she was found guilty of the same charges the first time, but the conviction was overturned last year when officials declared the judge handling the case was not fair and balanced. A close friend claimed Newland tricked her by pretending to be a man named Kai Fortune, who believed was her boyfriend. Newland and the friend met while they were attending the University of Chester in 2011. Newland duped her friend by creating a Facebook page when she was 15 years old to take on the male persona, putting photos of an American man on it to make it more believable. The friend said in court she was unaware Newland was Fortune because she was always wearing a blindfold when they met. Oh yes, I forgot. She was a huge dum-dum. Newland would then wear a strap-on prosthetic penis when they had sex. Now, shouldn't she be able to tell the difference between a real cock and a fake one? Like, the fake one's all cold, first of all, right? And it might be, like, hard if it's just, like, a vibrator or dildo. And, it, you know, a lot of these things have ridges and buzzers and shit on it, right? Make you feel good. That's normal dicks don't have that. All right, where the hell do you get a prosthetic penis? I ask naively. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. Get half off just about any item, including prosthetic penises. Now, I don't know if they advertise these things as prosthetic penises, but I'm sure if you just search for lifelike cock, you'll find something. Go there. You'll get a free sex swing as well and free shipping on your entire order. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. Ting! All right. The friend said in court she was unaware Newland was Fortune because, you know, she was always wearing that blindfold and the fake dick was poking at her cunt all lifelike. She added that she never would have consented to having sex with Newland if she knew it was her supposed friend. The friend also said she was blindfolded when the pair were hanging out. Which is so weird, right? That's not normal. It's one thing if you want to spice something up in the bedroom and you're like, hey, how about we put you in a blindfold? Oh, right. But like going out to the Olive Garden in a blindfold, that's weird. All right, Newland was sentenced to an additional 6 months in jail for defrauding her former employers when she worked at an internet advertising agency. Newland allegedly created 10 fake client profiles between 2014 and 2015. So there you go. Just a monster finally put behind bars. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. Many ways to contact DV. You can always follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Distorted View. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. And, of course, you can email me, show@distortedview.com. First, let's check in with one of my Patreon patrons.
Hey, Tim, it's Max from Ohio. You're talking...
By the way, one of my patrons, I don't know which one of them, and I don't have that many, you know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things, there's very few patrons compared to listeners of DV. One of you patrons signed me and my phone number up for information on the hover round. So now I'm getting calls every day from the hover round people. Not just on my regular voicemail line, but now on the Patreon line. I hate you
hey,
all.
Hey, 10 minutes, Max from Ohio. You're talking about Tannerite, buddy.
Yes, Tannerite. Thank you. A couple people let me know that that's what I was referring to or thinking about when I was talking about guns and how to make them explode real good.
Tannerite, the binary explosive. You can get it at, you know, Walmart, World King, Amazon. You can get it just about anywhere, man. And you mix that stuff up. You throw that in an old milk jug or an old lawnmower, and you shoot that motherfucker, and boom.
It's the weirdest thing. On YouTube, you know how they show ads before videos? The only ad I'm getting, and it's been like this for a couple weeks, are those NRA ads. You know, I don't know if you've seen them. I asked people on Facebook, like, is everyone getting these things, or is it targeted at me for some reason? And apparently, these ads are targeted at me. You know, it's like there's like 4 or 5 different ads. And I think we've played one of them on the show because it was ridiculous, where this woman's like, they assassinate your character. Or the, you know, they try to paint the president to be a terrorist and, you know, shit like that. I'm like, what does this have to do with guns? But, yeah, there are all these NRA ads that play every single time. I don't know if they think that they can get me. Like, based on my demographics, you know, I might be interested in owning a gun and signing up for the NRA. Maybe it's because I played that ad. Like, they're getting back at me. Like, we will bombard him with advertisements for the NRA. I'm thinking what happened is I searched out this ad, right? So I looked up NRA. I probably did a search, you know, for it. And so now the NRA thinks I'm interested in their organization, and I'm not. Although after watching the ad for the 18,000th time, I kind of want a gun now. My other thought was the NRA thought maybe I really needed a gun based on my web history. Like, they have access to my cookies and shit. And I'm always searching for, I want to kill old people, mandatory euthanasia, elderly, how to dispose of children, stuff like that. And they're like, wow, this guy's a nut job. He's barely hanging on by a thread. Cuckoo. We need to get this man a gun. Sign him up. All right.
Hey, Timmy. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Mitch McConnell here. Mm-hmm. And if you remember the fake commercial you did for your product, your faux finger called the Finglet.
Yes.
Apparently, there is a market for those. Quite a large market. I was watching this video about the Yakuza.
They cut fingers off all the time, right?
Japanese gang, and they have a punishment or sort of repayment of a debt if somebody really messes up. But it's not too bad that they have to kill them. Then they'll cut your finger off, and so even if you leave the Yakuza, people know it was like, oh, he was part of the Yakuza because he has a missing finger. So apparently this has created a whole new market for prosthetic fingers. So,
well, I should definitely launch this product in Asian markets. Thank you very much for the business suggestion.
Jimmy Boo, I have a couple things I got to do. Here we go. These are YouPorn. We go to YouPorn. The sound of breast milk search. Go ahead and do the whole thing. Then the second search, all internal hard anal fucking results in sticky cream pie.
What?
That one there, you don't have to watch the whole thing.
You couldn't just send me a link? You're telling me what I need to search for? The sounds of breast milk.
For the last minute of that one.
ASMR shit.
Holy shit. Hilarity.
Well, I will look into those, and maybe next week I'll play some. If you guys do a search for that, breast milk sounds or whatever, and you find a good video, send it along to me, please.
Holy shit, hilarity. The reason I'm doing this by voicemail, I'm Lifetime, so fucking let it go, right?
All right.
The only reason I'm doing this is because the visuals are enormous as the audio, but I want to hear your audio take on this shit, dude, is so fucking hilarious.
A little tease for next week. Listen to the sounds of breast milk on Distorted View Daily. All right, one more short call here.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Southern California sideshow listener, Mom's Crippled Dildo, watching some fireworks right now in my rooftop. I just wanted to thank you for making me look like a psycho, at least at the gym, because I'd be laughing out loud all the time. Guess I'm kind of a psycho to listen to your show. But also, people can listen to your show if it's on Stitcher, at least at 1.25 speed. It means you get, you can listen to 40 minutes of DB in 30 minutes, 32 minutes if you guys happen to be down. Also,
welcome to Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson. Have a great show for you today. Coming up on the program, come back.
He wants to start a voicemail war. That's Mom's Purple Dildo. I'm down.
He's like, bring it on.
I will, if anybody wants, I will join the Patreon account to start some voicemail wars. So,
all right.
You man, Timmy Boo, we love you.
Sounds to me like he's looking for a fight. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it?
Come back Africa.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Cannot do it without you. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
My mother reads a Craigslist personal ad.
I need a dictionary. Very large inner... What'd you say it was?
Labia.
Oh, labia. Very large inner labia. Are they big and meaty?